Return to me with your whole heart. Turn to me with your whole heart. So we live in a very divided time, as you probably can see, divided politically, socially, in a lot of different ways. But I would also say we're divided in another way. Our minds and our hearts are very divided. We live in a very fast-paced, frenetic society, a busy culture that makes it very difficult for us to give our entire selves to really anything. You might think about some of the different things that you're involved with in your family or your job at school, just other activities that you might be involved with. How hard it is to be able to give yourself fully to those things, or it can be. And we can do this with our faith as well. We can take God and really compartmentalize him somewhere in our lives, devoting maybe only just a little bit of time to prayer, or maybe just go to Mass on Sundays, which is not a bad thing. Those are both very good things to do. But maybe we don't think about God at other times of the day during our lives, or really invoke him in other ways or call upon him. We can very easily divide God just like we divide everything else in our life, not allowing him to be fully present to us. And Lent is that time to be able to return to God with our whole heart. And part of the way that we do this in the church is by returning to a sense of simplicity. You can often notice that in churches, there's usually less decoration. There's usually just the liturgy itself is a little bit simpler, too, calling us to that sense of simplicity. It kind of reminds us of the desert. We'll hear throughout Lent how Jesus goes into the desert to be able to be with the Father, and we're also called to the same thing as well, to go into our own desert during Lent, to be able to return to the Father, to give more full attention to the Lord. And another remedy that the church offers to be able to help us make that full return with our whole heart to God is by prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so in each of these areas, we are able to really commit something to the Lord, to commit our hearts more fully to the Lord. In prayer, we can give more time to be able to talk to God, maybe invite him into other aspects of our life that we may not always think about. Fasting removes things in our life that really divides our time away from God. We often give things up during Lent, or remove things out of our life that might be sinful or habits that we may have that may take us away from the Lord. Almsgiving reminds us to give to the poor and to be able to see God and love them in others, especially in the poorest among us. Now, all of us have to pray about and discern individually how we might serve God in each of these areas, but all of them should be directed to the same purpose, which is to give our whole heart to God, to return to him fully this Lent. Finally, the ashes that we will receive also remind us of this return to God with our whole heart. When you receive ashes on your forehead, there are two response options that the ministers can say. The first is repent and believe in the gospel, or you are dust and to dust, remember you are dust and to dust you shall return. And both these remind us to return to the Lord, to repent and turn towards him, but also they remind us of our mortality, that our life on this earth is short, and that this is not our final end, that our hope is in heaven, and everything we do here is to pull us toward that end. And so everything we do this Lent should be a way to be able to be directed towards that end, to return our whole heart to God. So let us ask the Lord, as we prepare to receive ashes, how we might return with our whole hearts fully to him.